to lay back and just hear what the Lord has for us today. And I am so ready. I am so ready to hear what the Lord has for us. So let's put our hands together, Pastor Francis. Our hands together, Pastor Francis.
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah, church. Praise the Lord, church. I know you love me, don't you? Did I hear you good? I said, I love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Without love, you can't make it to heaven. Tell your neighbor, without love, no heaven. And now remains faith, hope, and the greatest of all, amen. So we can't help it. Amen. If you want to make it to heaven, we cannot make it until we love one another. Hallelujah. Not because of our own doings. At times, there was a time I was meditating and saying, why do I love this one? Why do I love the other one? You can't help it because you can't choose a brother. Can you? Can you choose a brother? You are born without a brother. Whether he's crazy, he's your brother. Whether he's all right, he's your brother. You can't choose a brother. So we can't choose one another. We are heading to heaven because we are brothers and sisters as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I would like to hear you say something at least. I don't want to stand, preaching like you're preaching to someone. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. Let's stand up, brethren. Try to do some exercise. You call it madoido or something, yeah? Hallelujah. Just do something. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand up. If you can't, it's okay. If you can't, it's okay. Okay? Try to stretch yourself a bit. Amen. Amen. It's good. It's good. It's biblical. You think I'm out as outside? It's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you can have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. Today we are going to learn just something, and actually not to learn, but something that we have been with all through. We are reminding ourselves, it's time to remember. Hallelujah. It's time to remember. Time to remember. We are going to unload your life and see how God has been with you and see how God has been doing to your life. And at the end of it, we thank God. Amen. We have prayed. We have done other things. Now it's time to remember. Tell your neighbor, it's time to remember. It's time to remember. The world and its pertainings, they have got books that they keep for their record. Some they keep in archives. They keep somewhere. And I understand the time they want to hire you to work for a certain company. These people, they ask for background check. Have you heard of that? Have you heard of background check? They check you before they hire you. Why? They have got their books of record. They have got books somewhere that you worked. They keep your record. Same with our kingdom. Same with our God. Praise the Lord. World have got other records. They have got Guinness Book of Records. They have got records, 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 records. But I thank God that also in our kingdom, we have books of remembrance. So it's time to remember. Amen. I'm reading from Malachi. Oh, now you guys, you start, oh, Malachi. Now this guy is going to talk of tithe and something different. Get me to Malachi. Malachi. Malachi, call Malachi. Call it anything, provided you know what it is. It's the book before you reach Matthew. So that's the book I'm talking about. Before you get to the New Testament, there in between. So call it Malachi, talk that one. Amen. Hallelujah. We agreed that there are books for remembrance. Are you there? Already? You want to read for me? Who is ready? Okay. My sister, evangelist. Read for me 3:6. This 16. Malachi 3:16. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When we are opening, we say there are books up there. And we see the Lord God asking for the book to write the records of them that were talking about him. The book doesn't tell us that they were, it's silent. They don't tell us exactly what they were doing. The book doesn't tell us that maybe they were praying, maybe they were fasting, maybe they were doing this and that and that. But they were just talking about the oracles of God. They were talking of how good he is. Oh, okay, it's not written, but that's the way I see it. I see these people talking of the oracles of God. I see these people talking of how good he is, how God is. And the book of remembrance was written. The word remember in Greek is called Zakar. Z-A-K-A-R. Zakar or Zakar, the way you want to pronounce it. And it means to recall information. God consulted that book. God had to ask the book. And it was written, the deeds or what these people were saying. Praise the Lord. We go to Revelation 12:11. Revelation 12:11. Just to accompany what we are talking about here. Your deeds are written in the book of remembrance. God is ready to consult that book all the times. Revelation 12:11. Are you there, sister? Read for me, please. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. By the word of their testimony. Talking of the oracles of God. Talking of how good God is and how good he is. And the devil, the time the devil hears that, and accompanied by the blood of Jesus, they overcame him. Praise the Lord. Those are our shields. Those are our swords. The word of God. Ever and ever to talk of the oracles of God. I remember back home. Well, here is something different. But back home, we used even to stand with the people just talking about God. Just ministering to one another. But here is different. We don't do that. We don't do that. We used to meditate. And surely you leave the pastor, you leave your brother there, and you feel good. The time you are going outside there, you feel like having a new song. Praise the Lord. The time you talk of good things as pertains to God, I'm telling you, you just have a new song. You just go on, you know, you feel, yes, I have him that liveth forever. You feel like walking shoulder high. Why? You are rekindled. Your fire is being rekindled. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, eventually, you appear in the book of remembrance, because that's what the Bible started by saying in the Malachi 3:16. I said you can call it anything. Amen? Praise the Lord. So wherever you go, make sure you're talking about, you have been praying and it is good. You have been thinking about this and that and it is good. But at times it's good just to thank God. Just to tell others of how good God is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's see whether the other world has some books of remembrance. We are getting into the Esther. The book of Esther 5:10. Esther 5:10. Make sure wherever you go, make sure whoever you meet with, just share the word of God. Just communicate. Just converse. Just tell them of how God is and what he has done unto your life. It's healthy. It's good. 5:10. Esther 5:10, if you're there. And if you're not there, you can read it there. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself, and when he came home, he sent and called for his friends and Zarashi, his wife. Well, maybe I can try to drag you a bit and see what was happening here. We have got, in this book of Esther, we have got four characters. We have got Mordecai, Haman, and Esther, and the king. And there is something going on with this guy called Haman. Haman really hates Jews. He doesn't like these people that are called Jews, the Israelites. And he was a noble person as far as the king Hasarusso or the kingdom Babylon was concerned. And whenever he walked out of the palace, going home, he passed where Mordecai was, because Mordecai, his work was gatekeeping, a useless job as far as Haman is concerned. Mordecai used not to bow before this man because he knew, though I am in the land of captivity, though I am in this land, I won't bow to anybody other than my God. Hallelujah. So Haman thought that, okay, being from royal family, being from crashing shoulders with the king, everybody will bow before me. Mordecai didn't. He reached a place and said, now, what do I do? What do I do? I'm honored. Everything is okay with me. I have got money. If you can read, where is it? Okay, continue from 10 down there. Esther 5:10. Down there, we just hear what happened. 12. 5. Esther 5. 11 there. Listen this. Listen.
And Haman told them of the glory of his riches and the multitude of his children and all the things wherein the king had promoted him.
Look, Haman is talking to his wife and his friends. He's telling, he's just very proud, you know. Look what I have. Look how close I am to the king. Look what I have. All these things I have. You know, let's continue. I am the top of all. Above the princes, I'm the top. It's only the king and I now.
Haman said, moreover, yeah, Esther the king, the queen did let no man come in with the king and to the banquet that she had prepared but myself.
Listen, mama, I'm being called to the banquet. we shall continue. You shall hear. I'm being called to the banquet. I, the king, and Esther. Three of us, nobody else. Look, the pride. No one else. It's only me and the king and the queen Esther.
And tomorrow, I'm invited and to her also with the king.
And tomorrow, nobody else. If I can repeat myself, nobody else. Only me, king, and Esther.
Mm-hmm. Yet all this availeth me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai, the Jew, sitting at the king's gate.
All these are... I don't, they are useless. Whatever, whether I have got money or not, I just don't see it. The only thing I see is Mordecai seated there. Imagine, these are gatekeeper. Mordecai is humble. He's just doing nothing. He's just there doing his duties. Okay, if the king is passing, he just, you remember those things back home? The gatekeepers, you open the gate for the king, you shut the gate, Haman comes, you go, no bowing. Now, Haman is completely, he's so angry. He doesn't want to see this man. He doesn't want to see him just because he's not doing what he wants him to do. Amen? Anything else? Okay, so just read that down there.
Then says Zeresh's wife and all his
friends. Listen, they're canceling now. Did you hear that?
And tomorrow.
Speak
thou unto the
king. I wish you are listening this. This is our brother, Mordecai. This is our brother, a Jew. Can you hear what Haman is intending to do?
Then go thou in merrily with the king unto the banquet.
Listen what he's doing. He's putting that garrow 50 meters. They are calling cubit what? Cubit high. To me, I was seeing at the time I was trying to do some research. I was seeing it is like meter. That 50 meters, something tall, something high up there. You know? It's a garu. What's the garu for? They are used in the committee and the other places for hanging people. Do what? That's the counseling now. Haman is getting counseling from his wife. Haman is getting counseling from his friends. Listen what he's saying.
On that night, could not the king sleep?
Oh my God! Can you hear that? That's my brother. Tell your neighbor. That's our brother. That's our brother Mordecai. Amen.
And he commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles.
Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Haman is on the other side, putting a tall, putting a high garo. To kill Mordecai. Following day, the whole night, King Ahasuerus didn't sleep. He didn't sleep. He's asking the servants, excuse me, what do I do? Can you get me those books just to make me, you know, maybe I'll sleep. You know, don't you know, maybe after studying, you just sleep. It's like the catalyst. You know, to get to sleep, you read those books and there you are. And now he asked for a book of remembrance. I thank God. Not all the books were brought to him, but there is a book that was brought to him. The book that Mordecai was. Hallelujah. And the time he was perusing, the time he was going page by page, he reached a place. Where is that?
And they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh.
If that is not God, I don't know who God is. Hasueruso has reached somewhere, and after perusing, he reached a place and said, Oh, this is the name Mordecai. What did he do? This is a secret that Mordecai let it out. What had happened?
And the king said, what honor and dignity has been done to Mordecai for this?
Mordecai gave the secret. There is, king, live forever. There is something going on here. Those gatekeepers, my fellow gatekeepers, they want to kill you. And it was recorded. They want to kill you. My king, live forever. But be careful. Those two guys outside there, they want to kill you. And the pharaohs that lived in the palace recorded that. And now the king Ahasuerus can't sleep the whole night. Getting the page to page and reach somewhere. So Mordecai, what did they do to Mordecai after doing this great thing? After getting the secret, after saving my life because I, king, I'm living because of Mordecai. What did they do? Amen. Hallelujah. What did they do? Continue down there.
Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, there is nothing done for him.
There is totally nothing. Our king live forever. There is totally nothing else was done to Mordecai. After all, he's just but a gatekeeper. Someone useless. He's just there. Nothing was done. Okay, let's go.
And the king said, who is in the court? Now Haman was coming to the outer court.
I wish you listen to this now. I wish you listen to your enemy. I wish you listen unto this now. Who is there? To do what? Did you hear that, brethren? I wish I'm talking to someone. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Am I talking to someone? Are you listening? Amen? You are listening, yeah? Let's be together, praise the Lord. Let's listen to this now. It's ours. Mordecai is our brother. Amen? Praise the Lord. And if it is happening to Mordecai, it is happening to us also. Outside there, they are doing it. Hallelujah. Enemies are all over. Don't think it's just Mordecai. After all, just a gate. I'm not a gatekeeper. I'm not a Jew. He is our brother. And we should listen unto it and see what happened.
And the king's servant said unto him, behold, Haman standeth in the court. And the king said, let him come in.
Haman is coming to bring the report. King Ahasuerus, live forever. I've got a guy here who is a nut. I've got a guy here who can't listen to anything I tell him to do. I have got a guy here who doesn't respect me. He's coming with that report now. You know, getting to the parish to tell her the king has Jerusalem. Yeah? Instead, before he downloaded it, here is the king.
So Haman came in, and the king said unto him, what shall be done unto the man whom the king delighteth in to honor?
Can you hear that? Now Haman is back. Haman is inside now. I'm here, king. I heard that you're calling me. I'm here. Live forever, king. I'm here. And now, listen, the king now wants to converse with this royal guy. Okay, let's go ahead.
Now Haman thought in his heart, to whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself?
Listen. The king started by telling him, okay, Haman, I've got something here. I want to honor someone somewhere. And tell me, try to advise me. You know you're my advisor. You have been advising me all through. And you're a good advisor, Haman. Tell me something here. I want to honor someone somewhere. Ah, pride. After all, me, tall guy here, will crush shoulders with this king. And I'm good. I know the king. You know, the king like disgusting. The king like beating about the bush. I know he's talking about me. I, Haman, it's me. Okay, now, did you say you want to honor someone? Okay, I'll tell you. Let's continue.
And Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delighted to honor, let the royal apparel be brought.
Listen, pride. Let the royal what? Uh-huh. That, you know, the garments they wear, those kings, you know? That rope. Uh-huh.
Which the king uses to wear, and the horse that the king rideth upon, and the crown royal which is set upon his head.
Haman is looking for the best. Haman wants to be the king. In protest, in pretense, in pretending or that kind of. Uh-huh.
And let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man with all whom the king delighteth to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, thus it shall be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor.
This is how you go about it. Let the guy ride on that, is it mule, donkey, or something? Okay, let him ride on your best donkey. And let someone be pulling that donkey and be saying this, proclaiming this. This is the way the king wants to honor the ones that he wants to honor. Uh-huh.
Then the king said to Haman,
and by then, he's well and everything is like just like a king. He's wearing just like a king. The guy now. And who is the guy? You wait. Oh, listen. Did you hear that? Oh, boy. Excuse me. Are we together, brethren? Are we together? Amen. Say hallelujah. I want you to listen unto this. Because if it has not happened to you, it is going to happen to you. How are you going to do it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. King told Haman. Do you know what? Go and do exactly what you have said to Mordecai. Who is Mordecai? What does he do? Gatekeeper. And who is to hold now the horse? Haman. Who will be on top? Who will be riding on the horse? Who will be shouting and saying, hey, listen, you guys, this is the way, this is the way, this is the way that the king would like to honor the ones that he wants to honor. Who will be saying that? Who is Haman? The enemy or our enemy? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And it so happened. Let's go to down there. Let's go to now. Already now? Well, Haman is doing the duty because he has been commanded. And he took the report to his wife because that's where he used to get advice. And he was told, excuse me, remember you put the girl there? And now, this Jew, you went today all around the streets carrying this guy, The guy is in the king's garment. The guy is, and you are calling, you are just saying what the king told you. You are failing. And if you start failing, if you read down there, if you start failing, you will fall down. You will be on the ground. You humble. Say, now what do I do? What do I do? I'm being called again. Read 6. From 6, Esther 6, 1 to 12. You have read that? Okay. Go to that thing. Let me see. Okay, get to 7. 7, 3 to 9. Mark you, this is the sacred banquet now. Already the first one, I love Esther. I love Sister Esther. You know, he started with the first banquet, not nothing. She's not saying nothing. The second banquet, now is the time to let the cat go. Let the cat out of the bag now. Uh-huh. Listen now. Mordecai is in the banquet. Mordecai is ready to eat with the queen and the king now. And the king Ahasuerus asked Esther again because he had asked her earlier. The first banquet, he had asked him. Aha. Now, Esther, why all this? What are you trying to tell me? Is that a surprise? What do you want to tell me? Tell me, even if it's a half of my kingdom, I'll give it to you, Esther. After all, you are beautiful. You are not my former wife. You know, he had another wife called Vashti. And Vashti, you know, the way she misbehaved. You are a good queen. You know, do you want half of my kingdom? I'll give it to you. Now tell me what you want. Now it has reached a time now. They are seated down with Haman. Haman is here with the silverwares, eating, you know, having good time. Let's listen. That's the king, Ahasuerus. Hey, what did you say? Did you say someone want to kill you? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Yes, king. Live forever. That's what I'm trying to say. Someone wants to kill you? Yes. And not me alone, king. Is together with my brethren. Sure? Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Tell me who is who. Oh, listen. The enemy is not far. The enemy is just here with us. The enemy, even Haman, is not aware. He's just eating, enjoying. Hey, this food today. Oh, who cooked this food? Oh, yeah, I tell you. You guys, someone need promotion at least. Because these guys can cook. When they mean to cook, they really cook. And he's just enjoying it. Oh, where is wine? I like this type of wine. Especially being from the king's household. I like it. Give him time. Give him time. Esther, what did you say? Wicked, not even a good one now. This one. Excuse me. Not outside there. I'm not backbiting. This is not backbiting. That's front biting. You call it front or back biting. Not there. Not when Haman is gone to the bathroom. He's not waiting for Haman to go to bathroom and say, you know what? It's Haman, that one, the guy that has just left the bathroom. He's my enemy. He's saying, this one. This wicked, this. Hallelujah. Who you mubaya? This one. Are you talking of not someone somewhere? This is the guy. This is the guy. This is my enemy. And after all, she's not calling him something else. Wicked Haman. Not the royal Haman, wicked. And what happened? I wish you get the time and you read this story. It's so sweet. It's nice. It will rekindle you. It will give you will be someone. You'll be walking and saying, if it happened to Esther, it can happen to me. If it happened to Mordecai, it can happen to me. Who am I? I'll walk shoulder high because my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What happened?
Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen.
Listen. Listen now. Who can't be afraid? He is the king. And the king holds your life like this. He can say anything and that's it. You are past tense.
And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, went into the palace garden. And Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen.
Listen to us and it all. I like this. I wish you are reading it. I wish you are getting it the way I'm getting it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Can you hear what Haman is trying to do? He's trying to just to plead. Excuse me. Now, the king has swear also, or wherever, he has walked out. Because his wrath, he's feeling no. Haman, the way we have been walking with you, this is what you're doing? Oh, you can't do that to my wife. Excuse me, can I tell you something? You who are not married. You want to know the true character of someone somewhere? Amen. Do you want to know the true character of this? Let me not go there. Do you want to go there, to know the true character of this man here? Eh? Touch his wife. Hallelujah. You have a good music. You have a good dancing. Yes? And so now, the king is outside there just to see what is happening. Because it can't happen. The time he came back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bwana asifiwe. Praise the Lord. We are together. Are we in the house of the Lord? Are we enjoying it or we don't like this story? Is it boring you? What's happening? I like to see that smile. I like to see that because we are talking of our kingdom. Tell your neighbor, we are talking of our kingdom. We are talking of what our brethren encountered. How our brethren encountered and how it was. And how God fought for them. And he can fight for us even now. Amen? Where do we learn from them? Because they were ahead of us. A certain writer wrote and said they sat where we are sitting. They were walking on the streets that we are walking. They were ahead of us. So we are going to learn from them. Okay? The king is outside there and coming back. Listen to it now. I like it. Praise the Lord. The king is outside. Oh, watch anifunge hewa. This is too much. This is too much. Not from my friend of mine called Haman. Doing that, killing my wife, killing their brethren. No, it can't happen. No, it can't happen. Listen, what happened now? After coming back now to meet Haman and the queen, I don't know.
Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine. And Haman was fallen upon the bed where Esther was.
Can you hear that? Esther is in bed. You know, she's a queen. She's just enjoying it, taking, those soft drinks or wine and something. She's just there. No worry. After all, she's the wife to the king. No problem. She's enjoying it. Where is Haman? Haman came to plead. Excuse me, don't you know? Don't you know what this can fall? Don't you know the consequence of this, what you are saying? Don't you know now? My life is in danger. Don't you know? Please, beg your husband, the king, not to kill me. Please, just say it was afterthought. Just tell him, please, queen, I beg you. What is happening here? What's happening? Oh, sorry, you're not the queen. I'm sorry. You're the king. Okay, now. King is back. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Oh. Now, not even killing now. Not even harming my wife. Now you want to do it the other way around. You understand it? Can you understand? That's what you are looking for. Yeah? Not on my face. Not on my face. Out of my face. That's what they... Okay, those are my words, not the king's, but that's the way I see it. And that's what I can say. If I have got power and someone is trying to mess up with my wife, out of my face. You can't do that. Yeah, you can do it on my dead body. On my dead body, you can go ahead and do it, but not on my face. So what happened? Can you hear that? Go ahead and do the needful. Go ahead and hang him there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good. It's good to know how the Lord has been taking care of your life. Brethren, we have got a lot of enemies that are chasing us every single day. But I thank God that we are being protected. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. We are being protected. Let's always appear in the book of remembrance. Let's always talk of the oracles of God, and the God of heaven will be rewarding us. Remember, brethren, we are here for a season. We are here for a season. And when the season comes to an end, we go back to our maker. Don't be proud. Did you hear that? Did you see Mordecai? Did you see Haman? What brought Haman down? What's that? What brought Haman down? Pride. And the grammarians do say that pride goes before a? Yeah. It can happen even to the brethren. Because if you're not careful, you think what you have is by your own making. The Bible says in Zechariah 4:6, it's not by might, nor by, but by. We are what we are because of the Lord. Amen? Whatever you are. Some say they are so sharp. Me, I'm sharp. I'm this, I'm that, I'm that, and that, and that. It's not by your own making, but the Lord. Amen? Some talk of being big. Some talk of being small. Don't you know you are created by dust? Hallelujah. Can you remember the time of creation? What did God use to create you? Amen. So if you are big, you are bigger than me, you have got more dust than me. Is that not so? Yeah. Read between the lines. Read between the lines. If God used dust and you are bigger than me, it means you accumulated more dust than me. So, is there any reason of being proud? You're talking of dust, my brother. And you see that my brother Julius is here just because it's dust. Praise the Lord. That's nothing to make us proud. Hallelujah. If it is the university you went, how was it? How was God bring those mechanisms? Your brain making it this way, making that. How did you participate? Did you participate in making that brain to be sharp? Oh, wow, I'm sharp, I'm this and that and that. Where? Be careful. Be careful because pride goes before a fall. Praise the Lord. But let always acknowledge the will of God. Let always uplift him that liveth forever. Why? We enter into the book of remembrance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. After acknowledging God, after knowing that it's not me, there is a certain singer who sang and said, can I sing a bit? Veronica, you're not listening to this because I'm speaking, I'm singing in Greek. It's not me, but him that liveth forever. The time you reach to that level, the time you see it's not you, I'm telling you, things will work good. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Always, always, always acknowledge him that liveth forever. Some people have been laughing at Israel, saying, oh, you mean there are people that are called Israelites? They didn't see the oracles of God. They didn't see, they couldn't remember. They couldn't remember a single thing that God did to them. Passing the Red Sea. Was it not a miracle? It was a miracle, yes, but they forgot. Same with us. We reach a place whereby we forgot. It's time to remember. Amen? It's time to unroll your life and see how the Lord has been accompanying you, how the Lord has been doing good things unto your life every single day. Yes, we have prayed. It's good. In fact, the Bible says in Matthew 7:7, ask, seek, and knock. It's obvious. It's good. But at times, after doing all that, after asking, after knocking, after seeking, after asking, after all this, what else? We should thank God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I was just to thank God after all this said and done. We are fallen now. And I may tell you, if you can't see what the Lord has done into your life, you need prayers. Am I talking to the church? Am I talking to somebody? If there is nothing that you can see, you are trying to unload your life. You are trying to see at least something small what the Lord has done to you. If you can't get it, I'm telling you, you need prayers. You need prayers. God has done great things unto our lives, and it's time to stop everything now and exhort him that we may continue appearing in the book of remembrance. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Some people, they have forgotten. They have forgotten their first love. Some people, they can't remember even, you know what? Maybe who are newly married? Oh, I can see them down there. I know you're married or you're in a courtship. And many people in a courtship, they've got names that they call to one another. Good names, beautiful ones. But it reaches a time whereby, after first the kid comes, second kid comes, now instead of sweetie and there are other names, you know better. Yeah, they are. Wagare from the other side. Wajiro from the other side. Remember your first love. Amen. I said it's time to remember. Praise the Lord. Time to remember. Time to remember. Time to remember. Remember those good days. Remember those days. And start calling them. After all, it costs you nothing. Abu. Yeah, that one. Amen. Continue that way and rekindle that fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's not be like heathens outside there. Well, let's maintain it. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Yeah, we shall continue entering into the book of remembrance. We keep on remembering. We keep on remembering. Remember, even we reach a time whereby we just like, okay, we are foreigners, aren't we? We are foreigners. Someone is telling to tell me, I'm a citizen. Hey, you are place of origin. You are foreigner. Hallelujah. And being a foreigner. Some people don't even like to be associated with where they came from. Majority of us. Hey, where are you from? You have accent. Excuse me, I'm from California. It's good to remember your origin. Praise the Lord. It's good to remember even the people that hosted you. The time the Lord was giving me this message, I remembered these guys that hosted me. And I had to call them. Hey, remember this and that and that. Remember, I appreciated. This one was like crying. Say, excuse me. What made you to remember that? Can you hear that? Remember. What made you to remember that? Because if it were not for you, if it were not for the way you followed what God had commanded you, I could be where I am today. Brethren, who was not hosted here? Hands up. Who was not hosted? The time you landed to this land, who was not hosted? You had a house here from Kenya. You had a vehicle here. You are driving it when you are in Kenya, and you brought it here. Who was not hosted? And it's something small, quite small. You can't do that. I don't want even to remember that guy. He was mistreating me. He did one thing. He hosted you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He mistreated you, yes, but God used him to host you. Amen. Amen. If I were you, today, before you go to bed, take that phone. Call that person. If he or she is leaving, call him. And I'm telling you, you see the consequence. You see it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see it. And also, we married. Let's try. What we used to call them during those times, we call them today and tell me how things want to be. Amen. Can you hear that, Beatrice? Amen. Brother Move is there. Try that one, eh? That one, the beautiful one, eh? Try to shoot it to him and you tell me. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time to remember. Tell your neighbor again, it's time to remember. It's time to remember. Amen. I remember. It's time to remember. Isn't it? Are you trying to unload? Are you trying to unload your life and see this one, if it were not for God, I couldn't have done it. This one, if it were... You are up there. Amen. But I want you to be here. Amen. I remember because it's good to remember. I remember one day. I'm also remembering. Amen. Is it good to remember when you are preaching? Hallelujah. I remember one day. And this one, let me just tell you. I reached somewhere, we are outside there. Here is a dead person. And the preachers, they are there. They say, we can't not bury this one. We cannot. No. He doesn't belong to our church. No congregation. He was outside there doing his own stuff. We are not preaching. I mean, we are not burying this one. I happen to be in the funeral now. I'm just standing there, just like any other person. And I had come all the way from Naivasha. I'm in Nakuru now. We are burying someone. I'm there, no problem. The preacher hasn't come yet, but we have one from Naivasha. I said, excuse me. Oh, they have one from Naivasha. And I saw whoever was leading the meeting, that the guy. You say now, you can't say no. To the congregation, to those guys now, they need help. Can you hear me good? Can you hear me good? They need help. By then, I'm not ordained. You know, back in Kenya, it's crazy. You do some stuff, and you're not in that line. You meet the guys on the line. You get it rough. Did you hear me good? Did you hear it? Are you not from Kenya? Oh, you're not from Kenya. I'm sorry. Eh? Oh, you're foreigner. Oh, you're from California. I couldn't remember that. You're from California. And so, here is Francis, not ordained. By then, not ordained. And you have to bury someone. There is something I said to God. My God, I don't want to shame you because I preach the gospel. It's only that my bishop hasn't come and put his hand on me. Just that. Other than that, I can do it. Listen, I took the Bible. I did all what was necessary. Amen. These people didn't know that this guy is not ordained, and I did it. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to remember. But I told God something. The time God, I'm ordained. These people in Kenya have suffered. You don't know. They go around looking for preachers. Please, go and do it for us. Please. Unless you give 500, no burial. Me, I'm not burying. You know she doesn't belong to our church. I say, my God, am I going to preach it to the dead or to the living? Tell me, help me here now. Help me, brethren. If they are calling me to go and bury that person, am I going to preach to the dead or to the living? Praise the Lord. It's like, please, can I come to your funeral? Please, can I officiate it? Can I come and bury him or her? Because I know I'll leave that place with the word of God. I'll talk to them. Hey, you guys, this is the best time to say something here now. Amen? And you preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. But people back home, it's horrible. But I thank God that we are here. And the time you land to that place, do it. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, time is gone. We were almost reaching to someone called Adonijah and the king, the king and Bathsheba. But this one we can just talk about it briefly. And then we cross. Did you hear me good? It was the time that I'm reading. Okay, 1 Kings 1:15. No, don't read it there because of time. 1 Kings 15. It's time to remember. It's time to? Here is King David. He's almost dying. You're not reading there, but it is there. It is in the book. King David is dying, and now he doesn't know who will inherit him. And here, in his dying bed, come Bathsheba. By then, there is another son of King David called Adonijah. Adonijah is the one actually who qualifies to be the king after David. Adonijah is very aware that nobody else other than me, because Absalom, my brother, is gone. You remember the case of Absalom? I know you are Bible readers. I know you studied the Bible. You know there was Absalom. And here comes Adonijah. Adonijah knows for sure that I'm the king. I'm the second king after I'm the one to inherit David. And all he has called every son, the sons of David and the others and the general staff and everybody, they have a banquet. And then they didn't call Bathsheba. Who is Bathsheba? Who was Bathsheba? The Uriah's wife, the ex. Yeah? Is it a former ex or whatever? Uriah is dead. Now they are with King David. Bathsheba was not called in that banquet by Adonijah. Solomon was not called in that banquet Adonijah's banquet. Nathan the prophet was not called. And she comes. She comes to the king and said, King, remember. We are talking of remember. Amen. Remember, king, you had promised something. That the one who wanna sit on your throne is my son Solomon. And now Adonijah is on the other side, having banquet and claiming that he's the king. How about this? He said, oh, yes, I remember now. I remember we had that talk. And now what you do? What you do? Call Nathan, call the other prophet, call the priest, go and anoint King Solomon. That's how he came to be the king, the third king of Israel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time to remember. It's time to remember. To remember. And if you remember, it's even good to pray this prayer. God, remind me to remember. Remind me to remember all what you have done unto our life, out my life. If it were not for you, God, I know I couldn't have reached where I am today. Today you are where you are. Because of him that liveth forever. Stand up on your feet. Stand up. I want you to do something here for me. Where is Israel? Give us that number. And please, try to unload your computer now. Your computer up here. See how the Lord has been with you. See how the Lord has been helping you. Remember and thank God. Not just to remember, but remember and you thank this God. Amen? Hallelujah. It's a challenge. Remember and please, let's not pray unto anything. Let's not ask for anything now. But let's remember whatever the Lord has done unto our lives and give him thanks. Suppose we do that. Amen. Just go before the Lord. Brother Israel, lead us with this number. And then we go ahead and thank God. We go ahead. Wherever you are, brother, my sister, is this God. And he has done you great. Let's go there. Let's just meditate. Let's just give him thanks. Let's just give him what he deserves.
When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never turn back anymore. Oh, when I remember what the Lord has done, back anymore. When I remember, oh, when I remember what the Lord has done, I will never turn back anymore. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never turn back anymore.
Around, Lord Jesus, when we started seeing, because before we were blind, when we started walking with a limb, Lord, when we remember where we were, Lord, when you touched us, Lord, we'll never turn away anymore, because God, you changed us. God, you transformed us, oh God, to who we are today. We give you praise this evening, this afternoon, Lord Jesus. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you remember what you've done for us, Lord, we will not turn away, not anymore. Not now, not tomorrow, not anymore. To you, God, be all glory, all honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Oh, is that not a good word? Let's give the Lord a hand of praise.